a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song. My parents were the walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it that year.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me. She
this thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and breathe.
Sad moments.
Oh, okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended bad.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I see love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now.
Hi, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. Normally, I would ask how you're doing, but as we're slowly winding down to the end of the year, I honestly want to know, how has your year been? 2022, how has it been for you? So let me know, reach out and answer, send me a DM or drop it in the comments, depending on what podcast platform you're listening with or from. That being said, where do I begin? So my boyfriend and I broke up, and yeah, that is not what you were expecting to hear, but that did happen. And this episode is basically telling how everything went down or crashed down. Or did it crash though? I don't know. So for me, I would say the first time I noticed things started going downhill was after I put out that episode about getting contraceptives. So I remember after putting out that episode and my boyfriend listened to it, he reached out to me and he was like, he listened to that episode and what he could make out of it was that he felt he wasn't sensitive enough to actually ask about how I'm dealing with the whole thing, that even though I didn't open up, he could have still asked, and if that meant he wasn't caring or sensitive enough, he's sorry. Especially considering that I went to get the contraceptives because of him. So he said a lot of things after that, including the fact that he misses me and he can't wait to see me again and he loves me and all those plenty things. And I think I'll just add here that I don't think we've seen each other in a while. The last time we saw was it when we went to see Brotherhood in the cinema. So after that, everybody has just been busy. Considering I got this job that I had to like go to work every day, if it were when I was doing my remote job, if something brought him to my side, then we could easily see. But yeah, I now had to go to work all the time and stuff, and yeah, I became busy, he became busy, and that happened. It's not that I thought he was insensitive or anything. I mean, it was me that didn't talk, Abby, and it's not as if I was expecting anything from anybody to come ask me, oh, how are you doing? Oh, this and that. I was dealing with my thing, you know. I never did anything to make him seem like, oh, look at you. You could have asked me how I'm doing, like done any passive-aggressive rubbish. No, I was okay. I was okay with where we were. I was okay dealing with my thing, myself, and when we get together, we have fun and we gist and we talk. But then his apology was still going great until he came up with the whole that, especially considering that I did it because of him. I'm like, hold it there. Like, just hold it a little bit there. I didn't do anything because of you. I did what I wanted to do for me and not for you. If I wasn't dating you and I was dating someone else, I would have still put my contraceptives. If I was not even dating and I said, yo, I want to be having sex, you know, anybody I just meet will just knack and all that, I'm like, I would still get my contraceptives. So it had nothing to do with you. It was all me. And if you understand this, that it's not everything that is about you, and maybe you would beat yourself up less, because it was, yo, the amount of I'm sorry this, I'm sorry that came from that voice note. I'm like, yo, if I were to get $1 for every time you apologized, I would be fucking billionaire. What do I need to work for? Like, going from mainland to island like a mad person and spending 2K every day. For what? You know, what would I would just be sitting down all day, eating food, watching African Magic. So, like, it is not even, it had nothing to do with it. I was dealing with my own thing, and that was my thing to deal with personally. And so I sent that to him. I think this was on a Thursday. That was our last conversation on this said Thursday. Friday morning, we didn't speak. I went to work. When I got to work, it was a whole stuff. Someone, one of our engineers, was making a presentation and it wasn't going good at all. Our MD was all like, "You're not serious. What is this? What are you doing? Yeah, this is reservoir engineering. You've not started. You've not started at all. I mean, you like the title of engineer, but you are not putting in the work. You don't even understand what it means. You don't understand the basic stuff." Hey, I'm just looking at them like bashing this person during their presentation, and I'm like, "Yay." Immediately that person finished, he now turned to me. "You in Kotobechukwu, when I did your own presentation?" And then like, "On Monday." I was like, "Good. On Monday, I'd like to see it." Like, yay. And I'm sorry, I don't think this is the correct impersonation of my boss. He's not, when he's saying these things, he doesn't appear mean. He doesn't even have time to be mean. He's a jolly good fellow. But this is how he sounds in my head. So the person would be talking gently that, "Oh, Tobechukwu, when is your presentation? I would like to see it." And in my head, I'm like hearing somebody screaming at. So I was like, "Oh my God, oh my God, I don't even know." Like, I've not even understood the whole workings of the software, the tech log software I'm using. Petrophysics, yes, it's something I've learned over the years, but forgotten now. So I have to go back and relearn everything and make sure that I understand this thing enough. Because if somebody open mouth and said, "Hey, you're not serious, you don't know what you're doing," ground should just open and swallow me, because I can't take it, you know. It's no. So my anxiety had gone through the roof, and I knew that this weekend was going to be a long one. Like, whatever it would take to make sure I understood my stuff, the presentation I was going to make, and even the general knowledge of what goes on in the office and what I'm meant to do as a geologist, so that if they ask me a question, I'm able to answer. Like, as I was coming back from work, I already knew that my main distraction is Showmax, African Magic. If I just carry my phone like this and start watching series that are finished, it is not even enough that I'm watching African Magic series. Those ones, at least the ones I used to follow, can finish. But then I just discovered Kenyan. I don't know what they call their wood. Is it Kennywood? I don't know, Shabo. Kenyan movies. Yo, I be their series. Their series are the bomb. Jesus. And only filmmaking for Kenyans. I had just discovered them and I was like obsessed watching every Kenyan series on Showmax. So I knew that if I grab my phone, nothing is stopping me. And I knew I had to do it with my phone to be able to focus during the weekend. As I came back from work, I threw my phone away and just, like, I didn't throw it away, but I just kept it where I don't even remember. Now, here's the thing. I have like two phones. The main phone that, yeah, I used to do all my plenty things, Showmax, internet and stuff. But then this phone is a 3G phone, so the internet is rather slow. I have another phone with another SIM card. Yeah, the phone is a more sophisticated Android phone, so yeah, the internet is fast. But now the thing with this phone is that the screen is bad. The screen is bad, and I can't use it effectively. So what I do is I use it as my MiFi device. Basically, I put on the data, I put on the hotspot, then connect the 3G phone's Wi-Fi to it. The internet is faster that way. So when I now connect, I do everything. So now this time, what I did was the 3G phone, I put it away so that I won't use it for any of my Showmax and YouTube stuff. Now, I now started working with my laptop. So thankfully, the softwares I use, you don't need to connect to the internet to use them. But then apart from software, I have to read, and to read and make research, I need the internet. So I connected the big phone's hotspot to my laptop's Wi-Fi. Does that make sense? Yeah, it does. And I've been talking about my laptop. Yes, I replaced the laptop that was stolen. So back to the story. So my own is that, but then to not be totally shut away from the world, I had to install WhatsApp on my system so that at least I can keep in touch with my family and stuff. you know. So I, throughout the weekend, I went blank. The only person I contacted was my friend Augustine. Augustine knows the inner workings of these things, this geology software. So I'm like, yo, Augustine, you're the only person that can help my life now, because if not, so I was in contact with my family and Augustine, and yeah, I did not reach out to my boyfriend anyway. Throughout Friday night, throughout Saturday, it was just me and this thing trying to like learn and read as much as I can to understand, so that I will not disgrace my ancestors during my presentation on Monday. So on Sunday, I pick up my phone and I see that my boyfriend has been calling. I have like, is it 12 or 15 missed calls? Yo. And I was still not ready to talk because I now texted him that I just saw your missed calls. I'm sorry if I got you worried, but I still can't talk. I have a presentation on Monday and I put away my phone to prepare for it. I'll talk to you tomorrow, which is the Monday. And yeah, sent the text to him, and Monday went to work with my whole anxiety, did my presentation. At least the MD didn't say that I'm not serious or I've not started. At least that was a big compliment. Mr. Yusuf said I did well. Mr. Lawal said I did well. So yeah, I was happy that at least I did not disgrace myself and my family members. So after work, I now like sent my boyfriend the voice notes. Like, so normally the thing with us is that we gist a lot. Like, he can legit start dancing if I send him a whole 15 minutes voice note. I know that's a podcast episode, right? But then he just wants to hear gist, and like gisting is our thing, you know. So and I like gisted him the whole thing, about like told him the whole story in details, the way I'm telling now, that oh, on Friday this now happened and I put away my phone and that was like my anxiety, everything, and now I went to do the presentation. At least MD did not say anything. Even Kuku said there's room for improvement, but at least he did mention that I'm not serious. I must have done something right, I guess. At least my direct bosses, Mr. Yusuf and Lawal, were like, I did good. So this. After sending this, I get a 10-minute voice note from him. Now, mind you, I'm the one that sends the long voice notes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes and stuff. So I'm getting a 10-minute voice note from him. And yo, it's not funny at all. So like, I hear you, everything you say, but it's coming rather late, because what you're explaining after, like, that, I mean, if you knew that on Friday that you knew you were going to put your phone away and stuff, that the least you could have done was to at least text so that I won't be calling all the time and stuff and be worried. Again, he also noticed that my last voice note I sent to him, he remember telling me that he loved me and misses me, and I didn't react to any of that. Instead, I sent back a voice note, you know, talking about something else entirely. Is it that I no longer cared about him? And yo, what do I even mean by I stayed a whole weekend without communicating with anybody? That that doesn't feel right at all. That okay, even if I say I did not communicate with him, my family in call, didn't I communicate with any of them? And stuff. So if I say I did not, then that is a bad thing, because you cannot just stay for days without talking to anybody, that there are people that will be worried about you. And that we're in a relationship, there's no way we can stay like two whole days without talking to each other. We did say a whole day. Wow. When he sent all that, there was more, but like, this is like the summary and stuff. In my mind, I'm like, yo, a 10 minute voice note on how I'm failing woefully at this thing called relationship. So, like, you know what? I might as well, like, respond. I'm like, first of all, let me explain my whole phone situation to you. Because I was like, yo, what do you even mean by, like, you mean to say you didn't touch your phone at all during the weekend? But I'm like, yes, I did not. Let me explain my phone situation for you. There are two phones. So I put away one, the main one that had my number and everything, because it was distracting me, show marks and stuff. The second one was what I used to, like, connect to the internet and, you know, do my research. And again, I did not, at least, I have sense. I know that, yo, in case of emergency, so my WhatsApp was on. If you sent me a message on WhatsApp, I would have replied. Even though he sent a voice note. But, I mean, it was just one voice note. I didn't think it was urgent. assuming it's all, I saw the like 15 missed calls thing, so he sent me like 20 voice notes. I'll be like, okay, what's happening? Is there an emergency? Which there was not anyway. He was just calling to know how I'm doing. But then I was like, even that on Saturday, I had a family emergency kind of thing I want. So it was like a whole thing. I had a lot of pressure on me that weekend. The presentation rubbish. The presentation rubbish, and then the family emergency I was dealing with. And mind you, the episode before this, I talked about having to deal with the side effects of getting a contraceptive, right? So that one is even like half of my whole problem. And then I had this new one. These new ones coming in, and I'm dealing with them too. It was just a lot on me. And how I deal with discomfort, stress, pressure is alone. And I think I've talked about it a lot when I talk about how I deal with period cramps. If I'm having period cramps like this, like, I go and sleep. I do it with every external stimuli. No light, no noise, nothing. You know, then after I sleep and wake up, I'm fine. You know, because the pain would have subsided. So the same thing with other kind of issues, you know, having to deal with stress from so many places. I'm like, you know what, let me just go and hibernate. Let me deal with everything. Deal with this thing, and when I've dealt with it, I can now come back and smile to the world. Apparently, I should have communicated that. I think this experience let me know that I am not the communicator I think I am. Because I come here and do podcasts all the time and speak all the English, then I think, yes, I'm a good communicator, but apparently I'm not. And it is situations like this that expose certain weaknesses you have that you don't even know you have. You know, and I just explained all this to my boyfriend that I'm dealing with a lot, and there was no way you could help, because what could you have helped with? You don't know anything about geology or petrophysics or anything, so you could not have helped me. The one person I know that could help, that was the person I reached out to and be like, yo, come and teach me this thing, if not. And my friend came through for me. Yes, the family emergency, like I said, my brother needed like 700k. My brother needed like 700k to pay his school fees and stuff. Do you have 700k stashed up somewhere? No, obviously you do not. So I won't even take that kind of problem to you. So there was no way you could help me. Like, everything I'm going through, there's no way you can help. I just have to deal with it alone, you know. And you have to deal with the fact that, one, it is not your fault. Two, you cannot help me in any way. So you have to let me deal with this thing on my own. And life becomes tougher and tougher by the day, because, yo, I just said I spent like 60k on black tax, you know, sending to family, my dad, my brother and stuff. That's exactly 60% of my salary, considering that I had paid rent 20k. So the remaining 20k is for what? I spend 2k on transport every day. So if I go to work 5 times a day, so if I spend the rest of the money on transport, what do I use for data? What do I use for feeding? What do I didn't have money too. And I'm like, yo, let me figure myself out. Thank God at that point, someone came for me to write statement of purpose for them. So at least I made some 15K from there and trying to bounce back and get myself. So at that point, my priority was survival. Yo, I just needed to survive. What do I do to get money to survive? And I pay attention to those things. What do I do to make sure that I'm doing well in the job that is paying me, so that they will not cuckoo sack me and I would not have money to provide basic things? It was those things I paid attention to. And yo, my family too, I cannot survive without them, because when my house was broken into and my laptop stolen, it was my aunt and my dad that sent me money to buy a new laptop. And when they even sent the kind of money, Access Bank now blocked my account, because apparently it was my NYSC account and it can't take even more than 100k of stuff. So now my account was blocked. I couldn't even access the money I had, both the old money that was there and the new money they sent me to buy a laptop. It was my brother that sent me 5k that I even survived on for that week until I sorted myself out with Access Bank. So anytime life throws rubbish at me, my family are always there to, you know, get me out of it and help me survive and stuff. So I naturally lean towards or gravitate towards anything that can help me survive. So the way I was looking at it, relationship was a luxury. You know, it was a big deal and I cannot afford luxuries. I'm just like focused on survival. And if this thing is not helping me survive, I do not pay as much attention to it. That was why it was looking like I was neglecting you. I did not maybe tell you on Friday. I did not even think about it. So then when I saw my phone, I'm like, oh shit, 15 missed calls. Yeah, and that was why when like we talk and you do all those, I love you, I miss you, my mind is not even going towards loving and missing anybody. I'm like, yo, how do I provide the next meal I'm going to eat? Because the probability of me dying of hunger is like very high. Anyway, after explaining all this, my own voice note was more than 15 minutes. Do people will even know? So he listened to it and he's like, he has listened to everything I had to say, and he doesn't even know how to react to it. And knowing that I'm going through this and there's nothing he can do to help and stuff, that the truth is he doesn't know what to do and how to react. And for the sake of his mental health, he's going to have to take a break from the relationship. I was like, okay, and that was it. What I learned from my first relationship is that, yeah, like I said earlier, you know, you think you're badass in a particular thing only for some situations to expose your little weaknesses there. Unless you think, oh, communication is my thing, but apparently it's not. I have issues communicating, you know, and I had to wait until, because I was going through all this stuff, I couldn't communicate it because of this whole, I deal with it on my own. Personally, I say that is my default setting, but what if it's not really default? Or what if you can correct default and, you know, become a better version of yourself? So I still have to work on myself and my communication, and hopefully the next relationship would be a better one, hopefully. Yeah. That being said, that's the end of this podcast, and the last week of November before we enter December, and I've been thinking long and hard of what to do for Tobiversary. The whole one episode per day thing won't work because my work is killing me. I have to like pay maximum attention to work, and as far as called off strike, I'm back to school and everything. So I'm very busy. I think I'll just put out one episode on my birthday day, but I would republicize, is that a word, the episodes I did last year, because I think my podmas last year was epic. So I just reshare the link for you guys to listen to, you know, start. And I want to take my Instagram live seriously, to have like put together some templates to like be posting my podcasts and stuff on Instagram. So I think that's what I'll do. For previous episodes I've put out, I'll just like reshare them on social media and see if I can get more people to listen to them. But for new episodes, I don't think those are coming in December, apart from the one I'll put out on my birthday. So yeah, this has been a long ass episode. You guys are eating good. Like the gist I give people, detail by detail, oh, this happened, that happened, that happened. But yeah, I love telling these stories, and I know you guys love listening to them. And please keep listening, because more content is coming. That being said, that's the end of this episode. I hope to see you in the next episode that will come out on my birthday. All right, guys. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?